AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Today's show host, Savannah Guthrie, issued another appeal on Instagram to whoever abducted her mother or anyone who knows where she's being kept.
We believe. And we believe in the essential goodness of every human being. And it's never too late.
84-year-old Nancy Guthrie was last seen at her home in Tucson, Arizona on January 31st and was reported missing the next day. Lawmakers in the White House showed no signs of compromise yesterday in their battle over oversight of federal immigration officers, which led to a pause in funding for the Department of Homeland Security. A partial government shutdown began Saturday if congressional Democrats and President Trump's team failed to reach a deal on legislation to fund the department through September. Democrats are demanding changes to how immigration operations are conducted after the fatal shootings of two U.S. citizens in Minneapolis. In other news, AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on Secretary of State Marco Rubio's stop in Hungary to sign a civilian nuclear deal.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has landed in Hungary, where he is meeting with the country's premier, Viktor Orban, to discuss a civilian nuclear deal. A round of applause as the deal is signed in Hungary's capital, Budapest. Rubio has headed to Hungary from Slovakia following the Munich Security Conference in Germany before that. The trip puts him in friendly territory with the leaders who back Donald Trump and resist stronger support for Ukraine. Speaking after the signing in Budapest, Rubio said,
"The relationship between the United States and Hungary today is as close as I can possibly imagine it being."
President Trump has endorsed Hungarian Premier Orban ahead of elections in 2 months. And U.S. conservatives admire Orban's hard line on immigration and LGBTQ plus rights.
This is AP News. A Brazilian au pair got the maximum 10-year sentence after confessing to scheming with her lover to kill his wife and another man. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
Judge Penny S. Askarit delivered Juliana Perez Magalhães' sentence.
"You do not deserve anything other than incarceration and a life of reflection on what you have done to the victim and this family. May it weigh heavily on your soul."
Magalhães pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the February 2023 killing of Joseph Ryan. She testified that she fired the shot that killed Ryan as Brandon Banfield was fatally stabbing his wife, Christine.
"There is nothing I could possibly do to make it up to you. You're a loss."
Prosecutors recommended her immediate release in exchange for her cooperation, but the judge rejected that deal, sentencing her to the maximum for the downgraded charge. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.